Chapter 16. Women's Health, The Cycle of Life. This chapter is specific to women's well-being, female longevity, vitality, lifespan, health span, and reproductive aging. It's such an important subject. While 20 or so pages isn't nearly enough to encompass all of the wondrous complexities and miraculous capabilities unique to women, note that there is no such male-specific chapter in this book. There is not a human being alive who did not come into this world without the courage, endurance, and commitment of a woman's spirit and soul, or the wondrous faculties of a woman's physical body ushering them into life. Women's biochemical oscillations and cycles are indeed intricate indications and biomarkers of total body health, which is part of the reason why reproductive aging in women is perhaps the most important and simultaneously the most understudied field of medicine. It's also the reason why Tony won't attempt to interpret secondhand the breakthroughs that have been made in this field. So Tony is passing the torch here to Dr. Jennifer Garrison, PhD, Faculty Director of the Global Consortium for Reproductive Longevity and Equality, and assistant professor at the Buck Institute for Research on Aging. She is writing with advice from Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, MD, and Dr. Liz Ellen LaFollette, MD, who have been practicing OBGYNs for 25 and 30 years, respectively. The three of them are far better suited to address this critical area of health that affects more than half the population and all of us who love and adore them. Why Women's Longevity Matters to Us All, by Dr. Jennifer Garrison, PhD, Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, MD, and Dr. Liz Ellen LaFollette, MD. Most people don't realize that the age at which a woman goes through menopause is correlated with her overall lifespan. Simply put, a woman who goes through menopause later will tend to live longer. The science of reproductive longevity is just now starting to take off. Not only does it have the potential to dramatically improve women's health, fulfillment, well-being, and enable them to enjoy a high quality of life well into old age, it also has the potential to yield groundbreaking insights on why we age in general. In this chapter, we'll share with you the common myths about women's health and the truths and the work in progress that can set you free, why the science of female reproductive longevity may be the single most underexplored key to unlocking the secrets of aging, why your period is an invaluable vital sign of your underlying health, things you can do right now that will have a profound impact on your life, vitality, hormonal health, total body wellness, and fertility, whether children are part of your future plans or not. The link between longevity and ovulation. Ovulation has been recognized as an event linked with reproduction. However, recent evidence supports the role of ovulation as a sign of health. Dr. Pilar Vigil, MD, PhD. For the first time in our history, there will soon be more people over the age of 65 than there are under the age of 5. According to the World Health Statistics Report of 2021, women around the world can expect to live an average of 5 years longer than men. In fact, females of most species live longer lives than their male counterparts. The confirmed world record holder for human longevity was a French woman who lived to the ripe age of 122 before she passed away in 1997. And the oldest living person in the world at the time this book is going to press in 2022 is a 118-year-old Japanese woman. For comparison's sake, the oldest living man is only a spry 112. Studies suggest that women possess a genetic advantage over men that partly accounts for a longer lifespan, but differences in sex hormones and social factors also play a role. But even though women live statistically longer than men, they spend more of their lives in poor health, 34 years on average, compared to men, 26 years. While there's still a lot we don't understand, it seems there's one thing researchers are certain of. For women, aging is closely tied to reproductive aging. Why? Because studies show evidence that menopause accelerates the aging process in a woman's body. By now, you're familiar with Horvath's clock, a way to determine someone's biological age. Horvath's team discovered that menopause speeds up cellular aging by an average of 6%. The research and resulting arguments very, very strongly suggest that the loss of hormones that accompanies menopause accelerates or increases biologic age, said Horvath to Time in 2016. The thing is, women born today have a predicted lifespan of nearly 100 years. Think about that. That means that soon women will live more of their lives after menopause than before. While many women come to dread the change of life, because the end of the reproductive era can unleash a cascade of effects in even a healthy woman's body, like increasing risk of heart disease, stroke, cognitive decline, insomnia, depression, weight gain, osteoporosis, and arthritis, combined with other symptoms that affect at least 75% of women during menopause, including hot flashes, brain fog, insomnia, and sexual dysfunction. Any one of these could decrease a woman's quality of life, as many women listening to this chapter may be all too familiar with. But there is a bright side. While many will agree that menopause can feel bleak, most women find that postmenopausal life, after 1 year has elapsed since the last period, is one of nature's best-kept secrets. Many women say that after menopause, as hormone levels stabilize either naturally or through hormone replacement therapy, more on that later in this chapter, symptoms disappear, and they feel the best they have felt in years. It's different for every woman. The good news is, great problems provide great opportunities. Women's lifespans are already extensive, and while there are unique challenges later in life, scientific research is finally stepping up to provide real solutions for a sustained health span that will make life worth living long into the golden years. Before we get to the latest developments that are providing revolutionary solutions, it's important to understand ovulation as a marker of health, the story a woman's cycle is telling, and what is happening in a woman's body well before menopause. Demystifying menopause. My mother always used to say, "The older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana." Betty White. In the United States, most people learn about the hormonal changes that happen during puberty from that awkward sex ed class in grade school. But there's not really a time in our lives as mature adults when we get any kind of formal guidance around healthy menstruation, ovulation, fertility, or menopause. Women's fertility has long been relegated to the shadows as a taboo subject that women hardly discuss even with close friends. Silence and a lack of reliable information has led to menacing myths and misunderstandings about women's health. Most people don't realize that while men produce sperm throughout their lives, female humans are born with their lifetime supply of eggs. That's right. While still in the mother's womb, in fact, a female fetus has already developed a reproductive system which contains around 6 million eggs, oocytes, in the ovaries. So although Dr. Garrison was born in the 1970s, the egg that she came from was already in the fetus that became her mother, in her grandmother's womb in 1956, like real-life science fiction. The number of eggs a woman has declines precipitously, and long before she ever wants to use them, dropping to approximately 1 million at the time of birth, then to about 350,000 by puberty. At that point, eggs start dying off at a rate of approximately 1,000 a month with each menstrual cycle. All in all, only about 400 mature eggs go through ovulation in a lifetime, released from the ovaries, through the fallopian tubes, and into the uterus. Menopause happens when the ovaries cease functioning because they have run out of eggs. Suppressing ovulation with hormonal contraceptive medications, like the pill, patch, injections, IUDs, rings, etc., does nothing to slow the loss of eggs. As a result, 10% of women are infertile by the time they turn 35, and just 5 years later, at the age of 40, women have only a 5% chance of becoming pregnant in any given month. In fact, women who become pregnant after age 35 are classified by the medical community as being of advanced maternal age. How could that be when they are predicted to have some 60 years of life left? Obviously, that's an outdated classification, especially with the help of the powerful science of development of assisted reproductive technologies. ART means that rates of women getting pregnant in their 40s are increasing. Nearly 20% of births are to women over the age of 35. Research suggests that it may be possible to delay menopause in women using cryopreserved tissue grafts to replace hormones in physiological concentrations. This has already been successfully accomplished in mice, but we have a long way to go to make this a reality for humans. Beyond that dream scenario, researchers are working on many different ideas to extend women's reproductive span. Imagine if we could delay the timing of ovarian failure. This would be game-changing for women's overall health, not to mention fertility. Now let's bust a few mega myths. The chart depicting the dramatic decline in egg quantity and quality with age, which is characterized by a single point of inflection, then a descending cliff, is burned into women's brains as an inevitable truth. While there may be some truth to that depiction on average, at the level of the individual, this is not true at all. Every woman has her own unique reproductive span trajectory. Fertility is not like a bank that only goes in one direction. Rather, it is stochastic and cyclical. Young, healthy women often go through periods of infertility, while some women have random spikes of fertile periods well into their 50s. As for that 28-day cycle that you were taught was normal, that's another myth. Only 12% of menstrual cycles are 28 days long. Like everything related to female reproductive longevity, normal cycle length is variable at the level of the individual and changes with age. Your natural cycle varies responding to stress, nutrition, exercise, illness, light exposure, and many other lifestyle factors. And how about the main event, ovulation, which is widely taught and believed to fall on day 14 of the cycle? Consider that a study measuring 1,060 menstrual cycles in 141 women found that only one quarter of participants experienced their fertile window, ovulation, between days 10 and 17 of their cycle. That means 75% fell outside of that normal range, meaning what's actually normal when it comes to the menstrual cycle is considerable variability. And while we believe every woman should have access to birth control anytime she wants, there's one myth that's both so deceptive and popular that we want to point it out here. Many women think that contraceptives keep them from losing eggs. But the single egg that's ovulated each month isn't the only one you lose. With each cycle, somewhere around 1,000 eggs die no matter what, even if you're on birth control or pregnant. So taking birth control pills does nothing to slow the rate of ovarian aging. In addition, there is emerging data on the side effects of long-term hormonal birth control use, so it's important to speak with your doctor and educate yourself about all of your options and what's best for you. The great news is, there are many non-hormonal contraceptive options to consider that don't hijack a woman's biochemistry. Explore all of your options. Don't settle for an easy answer. In short, reproductive function is one of the most miraculous, individualized, and complex multivariate signatures of the human body. So we need to approach it with the attention, gratitude, and respect it deserves. The health of the ovaries is indicative of whole body health. Ovaries bear a likeness to two grapes, and though they are small, they are one of the most significant and mighty organs in the entire body, and one of the keys that distinguish females from males. Ovaries are mainly responsible for producing eggs and secreting sex hormones that promote fertility. What's interesting is, they're also the first organ to age in the human body. An ovary is composed of many different cell types and structures. And through every menstrual cycle, these complex little organs undergo dynamic remodeling in a way that doesn't happen in other tissues. In fact, they age at 2 times the rate of the rest of the organs. That means when a healthy woman is in her late 20s and her body is functioning at peak performance, her ovaries are already showing overt signs of aging, a fact that many young women are surprised to learn when they try to get pregnant. That's why, long before menopause, there is a strong connection between reproductive function and overall health. Even in young women, if there is underlying dysfunction in the reproductive organs, it dramatically affects other parts of the body. For example, women with polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, are prone to metabolic diseases later in life. So it's clear that studying ovarian health could unlock revolutionary and far-reaching discoveries about aging in other human tissues, and how we might reverse or slow its progression in both women and men. By now, you must be asking, how is it possible that we don't know how these fundamental aspects of women's health work already? Consider these two big culprits: lack of research funding. Research on women's health overall is grossly underfunded, considering we are talking about half the population. In 2021, the National Institutes of Health spent 11.9% of the total budget on women's health. And of that, less than 0.1% went to study reproductive aging in women. Lack of data. Female physiology has been woefully understudied and purposefully excluded from research for decades because ovulatory cycles are considered confounding, noisy variables. It was not until 2016 that the National Institutes of Health required grant recipients to include both sexes in animal studies. Menopause is not a biological imperative. So here's what we do know. Menopause is an unusual reproductive strategy that flies in the face of evolutionary theory. Why do women outlive fertility? We humans are in the extreme minority in the animal kingdom. The only other creatures that go through menopause are a few species of whale. Some monkeys have hormonal patterns comparable to humans, but they continue to cycle very close to the age when they die. The reality is, while there are several theories, like the popular grandmother hypothesis, no one knows exactly why women's ovaries shut down the processes of menstruation and ovulation, otherwise known as menopause, and this is a key piece of the puzzle we need to extend both reproductive span and health span. Now let's consider a scenario where women are not constrained in their reproductive choices by a limited and immutable biological clock. A world where women are not subject to the detrimental health effects of reduced sex hormone levels. The Buck Institute for Research on Aging, in partnership with the BioEcho Foundation, recently launched a moonshot effort to tackle female reproductive aging. We are funding research and building the ecosystem to support discovery and innovation around reproductive longevity. We are accelerating development of products and therapies to positively impact women's lives, from cellular targets like egg mitochondria to ovarian inflammation. Some of the scientists we've funded are redefining diagnostics to tell women where they are in their individual reproductive span, while others are developing novel therapeutics to extend reproductive longevity. Along the way, we think understanding why ovaries age prematurely will provide important clues about how aging works in the rest of the body. Quite frankly, we intend to change the world. After all, the future of humanity literally depends on it. Therapies available now. Because each has her own unique fertility trajectory, the current standard of care is not right for every woman. We need to tailor therapies to individuals. Liz Ellen La Follette, MD. While we wait for those important scientific discoveries around the root cause of ovarian aging, there are some excellent solutions available now to address health and fertility as a woman ages. It should be noted that the ancient maxim, "Know thyself," is powerful and relevant advice here. Tune into the inherent wisdom of your body and listen to the signals it is sending you each month. Gather as much baseline data about your body and your unique cycle as possible so that you know what your normal is. Remember that the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists advocates using the menstrual cycle as a vital sign, and multiple apps, MyFlow, Clue, Ovia, Period Tracker, Glow, can assist with measuring your physiology changes throughout the four phases of your period. New companies are popping up to help women with real-time individualized monitoring over time. A single static snapshot is not sufficient to capture meaningful information about a woman's dynamic, fluctuating hormonal cycles, so capture as much information as possible over several months. If you are facing any issues like an inability to conceive, fibroids, endometriosis, painful periods, or any other condition that interferes with your cycle or quality of life, assemble a team of diverse healthcare specialists to help you make sense of the data you collect. Think of your symptoms as valuable information, signals your body is sending. And just like we've been recommending all along, get more than one opinion. You might consult a family doctor, nurse practitioner, OBGYN, endocrinologist, fertility specialist, osteopath, naturopath, midwife, and/or traditional Chinese medicine practitioner. Remember that you get to decide what options you want to pursue and what's right for you. If you aren't satisfied with the options being presented to you, don't give up. Consult someone else. You might have the kindest doctor in the world, but if you're facing something that is not within their area of expertise, we encourage you to find a doctor whose expertise best supports you and your vital health. Let's look at four solutions for your hormonal health, sexual function, fertility, and overall well-being. 1. Common sense healthy lifestyle choices. We know ovarian aging can be accelerated by many factors, including environmental stressors, the food we eat or don't eat, exercise, sleep, toxin load, medically induced agents like chemotherapy or radiation, and a myriad of other conditions. Quick fixes and magic elixirs may grab marketing dollars, but the truth is that making sound, intuitive lifestyle choices can dramatically affect every aspect of health and well-being. And this includes hormonal regulation and the menstrual experience. Hear how Amanda Laird, holistic nutritionist and author of Heavy Flow, explains the circuit. Our hormones are very sensitive to stress and nutrition, which means that a high-stress lifestyle and poor diet are going to adversely affect our hormonal health and, ultimately, our periods. Stress suppresses ovulation, and we need to ovulate in order to get the benefits of progesterone. If we're not making enough progesterone, estrogen can skyrocket without the counterbalance of progesterone, which contributes to period problems. And, in a bizarre twist, higher levels of estrogen lead to higher levels of cortisol, a hormone that regulates our stress response, which in turn is going to affect our ability to ovulate. And so the cycle goes on and on. The good news, however, is that means that making some changes to what we eat, how we move, and the thoughts that we think can have a positive impact on our hormonal health and, in turn, our menstrual cycles. Be kind to your body. Appreciate its gifts. Sleep, move, don't consume overly processed foods. Eat your greens, choose organic when you can, rest and digest. For heaven's sake, don't smoke. Limit or eliminate alcohol. Limit or eliminate stress. Know that if you choose to ingest dairy products from cow's milk, you're choosing to ingest hormones and common allergens. Drink plenty of water. Keep your blood sugar balanced. Steer clear of artificial sweeteners. Get rid of the toxins in cleaning products, detergents, body care, and personal items like aluminum deodorants and aerosol sprays. Be mindful. Breathe. We know you know these things. We all know these things. But a friendly reminder never hurt, since we're often pulled in so many directions that we're not actually doing the basics consistently. And the basics are so important. Supplements can provide incredible relief and stability and help support the body throughout a woman's cycle. We know that calcium supplements may slow down the loss of bone density associated with menopause. Iodine is an essential trace element necessary for the production of all hormones in the body and plays a vital role in supporting a woman's thyroid. B-complex vitamins and zinc help replenish nutrient supplies that hormonal contraceptives are known to deplete. Magnesium is key in supporting the nervous system, and it also works as a muscle relaxant to help calm those uterine cramps. Vitamin E has been shown to reduce period pain too. This is another area to explore and do your research. Open dialogue with your healthcare team. Communicate with your providers so that they can help tailor their recommendations and therapies to you as an individual. They don't know what you're experiencing unless you tell them. 2. Hormone replacement therapy, HRT. The brain controls all aspects of female reproduction, ruling not as a dictator, but by constantly listening to and integrating feedback. There is a dynamic ongoing conversation between the brain and reproductive organs that determines what happens in the system. The language of neuronal communication is mediated by chemicals, also known as hormones, that travel back and forth, conveying messages between the brain, ovaries, and uterus. While we know some of the key words in this conversation, which include steroid hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, and neuropeptides, oxytocin, GnRH, and kisspeptin, the full lexicon has yet to be defined. How these pieces fit into the complex network of communication to drive fertility and aging is a puzzle we are still working to solve. When a woman runs out of eggs and her ovaries stop functioning, that chemical conversation with the brain shuts down, leading to the negative downstream effects of menopause. Hormone replacement therapy, HRT, is a way to replace some of those missing chemical signals that decline during perimenopause and vanish in menopause. HRT can reduce the overall health risks associated with menopause and can also ease the symptoms that so dramatically impact a woman's quality of life. Having said that, there are nuances of HRT that require careful consideration of risks and benefits in consultation with an OBGYN. Every individual woman should discuss these risks, including family history of breast cancer, with her doctor to decide whether HRT is the right fit for her. HRT is not perfect, but at times it has suffered unfairly from a bad reputation. In 2002, a randomized clinical trial made news when it suggested that HRT might increase risk of breast cancer, and doctors began shying away from prescribing it. Unfortunately, the study had design flaws that led to incorrect conclusions about HRT, and those misperceptions were amplified and widely reported by the media, leading to widespread misinformation. There has been a lot written on this topic elsewhere, but in short, the age of the patient cohort and the administration of hormones were deemed flawed, and the widely repeated conclusions of this study did not actually reach statistical significance. Since then, multiple studies have found that HRT lowered risk of atherosclerosis and heart attack in thousands of women between the ages of 35 and 55. More recent studies also show that the age at which a woman begins hormone replacement therapy is critically important. Not only is HRT more effective when started closer to menopause, there was no benefit shown to starting HRT in women who were already 10 years past menopause, and even some evidence that it could be harmful if started too late. In addition, the method of HRT delivery is important to consider, with transdermal patches or topical creams preferred over oral delivery because of a small increase in risk of blood clots associated with metabolism in the liver when ingested orally. These seemingly disparate results point to a key component of endocrine health and reproductive hormonal signaling. It's complicated. There is a sweet spot of timing, specific hormone or hormone-like molecule combinations, and individual biology required to derive benefits from HRT. It's also not recommended for everyone, particularly women with a familial risk of cancer. A careful analysis of individual risks and benefits with your physician is important. One of the most exciting developments on this front is personalized telemedicine companies like Evernow that are combining detailed patient histories with novel HRT preparations to customize and democratize HRT on a personal level. 3. Thermal and radiofrequency-based laser treatment. Lasers emit heat energy that is absorbed by water in the targeted tissues. The heat emitted causes microscopic damage that triggers wound healing, which in turn encourages tissue remodeling. In dermatology, this translates into skin tissue structure restoration. The same principles apply to vaginal tissue. Although lasers have been used safely by dermatologists, surgeons, and med spas for years, laser treatments have not yet been approved by the FDA specifically to treat symptoms related to female health and sexual function. Many physicians, including Dr. Carolyn DeLucia and Dr. Lizellen LaFollette, offer these treatments to their patients off-label because they have observed firsthand that laser therapies can be useful to address symptoms of urinary incontinence, vaginal atrophy, inflammation of vaginal walls that may cause pain, usually after menopause, pain during intercourse, and lack of sexual satisfaction. There are studies supporting the efficacy of laser technology for these purposes, and we believe them to be a key solution in the near and ever-evolving future. 4. Platelet-rich plasma, PRP, treatment. When a blood sample is drawn from a patient's arm and spun for several minutes, centrifuged, then separated to remove red blood cells, what is left is a concentrate of platelet-rich plasma, PRP. This plasma, which is rich in high concentrations of cytokines, growth factors, and other bioactive compounds, is then injected back into the patient's tissue, initiating angiogenesis, development of new blood vessels, and stimulating cell regeneration and repair. There have been multiple studies showing PRP is effective when used in dental surgery, and it has been FDA approved to treat osteoarthritis and sports injuries. Preliminary work shows that PRP may be effective in improving uterine lining thickness and treating vaginismus, painful spasmodic contractions, endometritis, inflammation, vaginal dryness, pelvic floor damage, and incontinence. But further studies are needed. The Power of Laser by Dr. Carolyn DeLucia. Vaginal issues are undoubtedly a very sensitive and personal experience. Though many women encounter such problems with hormonal changes, the onset of menopause, after the birthing process, or on account of medical conditions that can cause changes in vaginal tissue structure and mucosal secretions, all of which can have a negative impact on their quality of life. I have witnessed firsthand the healing treatments like PRP and radiofrequency lasers are capable of. Just as one example, a 42-year-old woman came into my office with urinary incontinence and primary anorgasmia, inability to orgasm. Though she had been suffering for several years, She hadn't shared her challenges with anyone, not even her husband. It was decided to use the Femilift laser to treat the full length of the vaginal canal to increase collagen vasculature. The heat also improves flow in vaginal blood vessels, which provides the tissues with essential nourishment and stimulates nerve regeneration and mucosal secretion. It was decided that this patient would further benefit from the use of platelet-rich plasma in the anterior wall of the vagina. This was all accomplished completely pain-free, and she now experiences sexual satisfaction. More studies are needed before the FDA will approve these treatments for these indications. Again, we come back to the imperative that more basic scientific research into female-specific areas of need must proliferate. But think about how the impact that just these four solutions can have on improving the quality of life for so many women right now. We're excited for what the future holds and the promise of it arriving straight away. Remember, it is important that you always work with your team of doctors and healthcare specialists to determine the best possible solutions for you. Questions women can ask their doctors. 1. Does HRT make sense for me if I don't have a history of breast cancer? 2. I am suffering with hot flashes and night sweats. What are my options to deal with them? 3. I am not sleeping at night. Other than sleep medication, what steps can I take to improve the quality of my sleep? 4. When should I get a baseline bone density scan? 5. Are there any features of my menstrual cycle that foreshadow future issues I might have with fertility? 6. I've been on the birth control pill for years, and at this stage of my life, I'm starting to think about family planning and getting pregnant. Are there steps I could take now to support preconception? 7. I have lost all my desire for sex. Do I just have to accept this? 8. Intercourse is so painful it is almost impossible. What are my options? 9. I lose urine with a cough, sneeze, or laugh. What can be done? 10. What can you tell me about FDA-approved thermography as a valuable tool in my breast health portfolio? 11. After having my children, I feel less pleasure when being intimate with my partner. Are there treatments available for this? 12. My emotions are all over the place. I have mood swings from rage to great sadness. What could be contributing to this, and what are some solutions? 13. My weight is getting more and more difficult to manage. Can we talk about what might be better choices for me at this stage? Hormonal Contraceptives by Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, MD, FACOG. As an advocate for women's health and empowerment, I certainly believe all women should have access to birth control. And while the birth control pill is certainly effective in preventing pregnancy and is often a short-term necessity during fertility treatment cycles, I am always a proponent of educating and informing women about all the benefits and possible side effects of any medication they consider taking. I believe in informed consent, that is, full disclosure of risks and benefits. The benefits are well known: improved cycle control, less bleeding and cramps, and ovarian cancer protection. It may seem strange for me, an OBGYN for nearly 30 years, not to brim with praise for long-term use of synthetic hormonal contraceptives. What's true about the pill, the patch, ring, implant, injection, IUD et al., is that they suppress your body's natural production of estrogen, progesterone, and free testosterone. When we look at the hormonal profile of a woman on hormonal contraceptives, it resembles that of a woman in menopause, because, in the words of hormone specialist Elisa Vitti in her book In the Flow, synthetic birth control does not correct hormonal imbalances. It merely suppresses your own hormonal function. While there are advantages that many women appreciate about the pill, there are also some side effects to consider, which can include headaches, depression, bloating, weight gain, fatigue, loss of libido, and increased risk of breast cancer, just to name a few. Something many women are not aware of is that taking hormonal contraceptives can also increase your risk of thrombosis, blood clots, anywhere from 4 to 7 times your normal risk. The pill is also associated with risk of increasing gallbladder disease, high blood pressure, and strokes. There are many resources, including The Fifth Vital Sign by Lisa Hendrickson-Jack, that are full of research to consider before you make decisions that will affect your body, sexual satisfaction, and fertility while you choose to use hormonal contraceptives, and sometimes even years after you stop. I feel compelled to include this information here because it affects the vital life force of so many women. I encourage you, as I encourage all my patients, to look at the possible risks along with the benefits and make informed decisions after working with your doctor and healthcare team to consider all options and alternatives. In summary, while there is certainly a unique complexity to a woman's biochemistry and an individuality in each experience of her cycle of life, the female body, no matter what age, size, shape, or color, is its own magnificent masterpiece. Some women have the amazing ability to foster new life through birth, if they choose to do so. The female body is an extraordinary mechanism for this phenomenon. The intent of this chapter is simply to provide some additional choices at different stages of the journey. This book is dedicated overall to tools and insights that can powerfully enhance the quality of life for all. All right, dear listener, we're coming around to the last section of this book, Section 4, where we are tackling the big six: heart disease, cancer, strokes, autoimmune disease, obesity and diabetes, and Alzheimer's. These chapters will go in depth to show you the latest insights on what you can do to prevent these diseases and what you can currently do to treat them if you or someone you love is impacted, and what's coming soon. Let's begin.